This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Let's keep our minds moving, shall we? It is 7 minutes after the hour. And we are going to, when I say we, the members of the gang here, including Jennifer Victoria, Rich McFadden, going through the list of items that are on the talkers' charts for this past week, because it is a holiday weekend. We're working at it a little bit. Well, it depends on when you're listening to this, maybe early, maybe late, maybe at the same time. But what I've tried to do this year to change it up on the countdown that Michael Harrison and I do, to basically giving credence to the top stories, the big talk topics of the week. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. So to add to the discussion, it's nice to have three talk professionals and me. Wait a minute, that didn't sound
right. Some loser guy we've got.
The four of us.
You're in a league of your own.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes. Me and Sean Connery. At any rate, the charts and the indications of what people have been most interested in, obviously the presidential race and the focus on Mr. Trump, whether he retreated from his vow to deport all the Mexicans living in the U.S. illegally. So the thing, here's what bothers me more than anything else. I'm going to lay it on the line, and then we can, you know, pick and pull apart what you think is important here. For me, it isn't what he said. For me, it has really nothing to do with the story. Every time I open up the New York Times, the first word or two words, the billionaire. They don't say, when they make reference to Mrs. Clinton, the millionaire. So why do they continue? Do people get the subtle? It's not even subtle, actually, anymore. It's so obvious what they're trying to do. I mean, they're so obvious, and it's so telling. And people say, well, it's the same as right-wing radio. Yeah, it is. Agreed. 100%. And the only difference is that the New York Times sort of presents themselves, if you look at the above the byline, it says all the news that's fit to print. What they don't say is all the garbage that is in their opinions. That's also there, too.
Yeah.
It should be on one side. All the news that fit to print on one side, and on the other side, all the garbage of our opinions.
And the
all
rest.
All right here. What?
And the rest, like on Gilligan's Island. And
right.
The rest.
All right, so anyway, having said that, Jennifer, you watched the Trump speech. He'd been in Mexico that day with the president of Mexico. Did it make a difference? You're somebody who's in the camp anyway. You're drinking the Kool-Aid, so...
I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, but I also, when I look at this stuff, I try to be as objective as possible because, you know, I like to see how I think most Americans will take it. And I think that this was... look, this was the number one talk topic in talk radio for sure for the last several weeks, not just this week, because many people were speculating as to if Trump was going to flip-flop or soften his immigration stance, which was the cornerstone of his campaign. I think optically, him going to Mexico was a great idea. It was a huge risk, but it paid off. It paid off in a big way. It paid off in dividends to him for sure. He was able to get that Chris Christie, President Obama moment after Hurricane Sandy, where the two of them were walking arm in arm. He was able to get the picture that I've seen in newspapers all over the place of the two of them shaking hands. And I think for his campaign, that's really good because everybody says that Trump doesn't have the temperament to be president, and his critics say that. And to actually see him shaking hands with this guy who's called him Hitler and Mussolini in the last couple of weeks, I think does him pretty well. I also thought it was interesting that he took questions and held a real press conference after the meeting with the president of Mexico. And Hillary Clinton hasn't done a press conference in 260-something days, maybe 270 days now. So I think that's of note. His immigration speech in Phoenix, I thought, was what his base wanted to hear from him. It was him giving very detailed policy, and a lot of his critics say he never has details. He spent an hour and 15 minutes talking about the 10 points of his immigration policy. That was very tough, yet he delivered it, and I think this was a result of him meeting with groups of Hispanic leaders. He delivered it with the way that he showed why he believed in this stuff, not to be mean, not to be racist, but he said Americans have to come first, to the President of the United States. And when he laid it out like that, I think he did himself a good job also maybe winning over some independents and undecideds. Now, the Democrats took it as a hate-filled, you know, racist speech, but I felt like I didn't see that. I'm curious to know what you guys thought.
I think you should be his spokesperson because you explained it much better than he did.
Yeah.
I missed your calling. I listened to you say it. I'm like, okay, I'm down with this. I listened to him say it. I'm like, ugh.
More of the same. All right, so who was, I'm going to do my John McLaughlin, even though he's gone.
Wrong.
No. Who is likely to be hurt by Trump and his meeting? Was it the president of Mexico or was it Donald Trump?
The president of Mexico was really having a hard time anyway, not a lot of respect, and I think it probably didn't help him so much. Mm-hmm. I think Trump actually gained some, at least, respect from Democrats for him actually going, and I think Hillary Clinton is the one who ultimately gets hurt a little bit, because when people are already challenging your energy, your health, and your stamina, the only time we've seen Hillary Clinton, she gave a speech yesterday that was sort of okay, lackluster. It was okay, but it wasn't great, not compared to the 1 hour and 15 minute policy speech that Trump gave. But when people are challenging your energy, if you get invited to Mexico, you go. The only time we've seen her over the last 2 to 3 weeks is at fundraisers. And I don't know how great that is for the people who maybe were in the Bernie camp or maybe
all
who
right.
are just
we
independent.
Got, yeah, we got it. That one second. Yeah. All right, let's move to Kara. Victoria, you got anything different on any of this that makes, or can we, should we move on? Richie said his piece. What about you?
Well, I think that, you know, I think it's a good thing if Trump is becoming more presidential. And I mean, I sort of see it as if we get stuck with him, I want him to be sane and I want him to not be the scary guy that, you know, that we've seen so far.
Like
so,
the clowns in the woods in North Carolina.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, and I do agree with Jen. I don't think it looks great for Hillary that, you know, she's only at fundraisers, but I still am not fully understanding the whole health concern thing. I mean, it's, I don't know that, do we have any concrete evidence at all?
Zero.
So
not
I keep sure. hearing
there
this buzz,
that say
but
that some of the emails are asking about drugs that have to do with Parkinson's.
I think it's wrong to speculate about what's wrong with her. There are many things you could hit her for that actually have basis in fact.
Yeah.
But I think when you're already being challenged, not for your health, but for your energy and for your stamina.
Let's take it one step further. Is she so selfish and wants this so badly that she would take it, win it, and then be sick?
Oh, 100%. Yes. She wants to be in the history books. It's the world's first, or not the world, but the country's first female president.
Hey, I have one more piece to my piece. You said, as a guy who lives in a house with a Hispanic mother-in-law who was born in Colombia, a Hispanic wife who was born in Colombia, a Hispanic daughter who was born in Colombia, and even my two pugs were born in Colombia, my son and I are the only ones who are good old Americans. I cannot stand it when I hear the media lump all Hispanics into one group and say that Trump is losing the Hispanic vote because of his racist views. And you know what? There are Hispanics here who came here legally, who did it the right way,
right.
who are
Love
just
them.
As upset as anybody else somebody doesn't come here the right way. My wife cannot stand Trump and will likely not vote for him, but she cannot stand it when she is lumped into this big... Everybody hates Trump because he's a racist, and it's just it drives me nuts.
Or every Latino in this country is here as an illegal
immigrant. Like everybody's the same old thing. All blacks vote the same, and all
Republicans
vote.
You hit it right on the mark. This is being so misreported, and I always say this caveat: Trump annoys me to no end. But you know what? He did not say that they are rapists. He did not say that they are criminals. He did not say that they are drug dealers.
Who said that then? Because
he said some of them.
Yeah.
And he is right.
And some of them are.
Some of them are.
And the media has totally misreported that.
And the media has grabbed it. Even Fox News just replays the things where they're rapists, they're this, they're that. And it's not what he said. And it drives me crazy. And just this whole Hispanic lumping of everything and Trump's lumping of how he's dealing with it drives me nuts. Okay.
16 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's fall flooring season. Get incredible deals on the latest trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. We've got 100 new flooring styles, new colors, new textures, even new waterproof floors. Choose from over 60 varieties of North American and European laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from $129. Get $1 off Bellawood prefinished hardwood. Save on the hottest styles in vinyl plank, bamboo, and more. Plus, special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the fall flooring kickoff sale by Tuesday.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
The human eye blinks about 17,000 times a day. But here's an eye-opener. You can lose your sight to eye disease if you wait for symptoms before having them checked. Think about this. UV damage is one of the leading contributors to cataracts and macular degeneration. But your eye doctor has solutions to help prevent that. So get your yearly comprehensive eye exam. Go to thinkaboutyoureyes.com to find a doctor near you in the blink of an eye. Brought to you by the American Optometric Association.
It's fall flooring season. Get incredible deals on the latest trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. We've got 100 new flooring styles, new colors, new textures, even new waterproof floors. Choose from over 60 varieties of North American and European laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from $129. Get $1 off Bellawood prefinished hardwood. Save on the hottest styles in vinyl plank, bamboo, and more. Plus, special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the fall flooring kickoff sale by Tuesday.
All right, postscript to politics in that John McCain won by the hair on his chinny chin chin in his primary in Arizona. Marco Mario Fudo Budo Rubio won in Florida, as did Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So that pretty much, I don't mean this to offend my friends in Florida, but what's the matter with you people? Why do you keep voting for these clowns? Rubio, please. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, give me a break. What in the world? Remember that old song? What in the world?
Yeah, we all remember that.
You remember that?
It's on our playlist.
Yeah. Well, it just goes to show you how incumbents just really do have the leg up in the primaries, especially. Yep. I mean, people vote for the name. It's like a brand name. You go with what you know.
Well, and they have all the money, so they can support themselves with advertising. A lot of radio ads in these states aimed at and television, so they hear them and they see them.
I thought it was interesting that Bernie Sanders did not even ever once support the person against Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Mm-hmm. Like, you'd think he would have been all for that guy.
Yeah. I think he's checked out.
I feel like he's checked out, too.
He's got a vacation home now.
He did his job.
He's gone to a special clinic to take care of dandruff. That's what he's been doing the last couple of weeks. All right, so we are overviewing some of the info regarding the stories, the top topics of the week from Talkers. I'm Doug Steffen at 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You
know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coast. 23 and change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJ B Gang, along with Rich McFadden, reviewing some of the top topics this past week, the week of August 29th is September. Ooh, it's hard for me even to say.
It is
September.
Hard to think about.
Ooh, a transition month for so many people. Summer moves closer to autumn. Children back in school. This is a great month to think about transitions and think about what your workload is at work. Do you like your job? All that sort of thing. There's a lot of focus on the election, a lot of focus on people just being upset. And when you look at the numbers, one of the big stories this week is the focus on Chicago and the number of killings there. My God. And then you look around it. And there was a lady who is an Illinois, she's a state rep, who has suggested that we somehow or other put serial numbers on all the bullets, because that'll make it easier for us to track the bullets. I'm not quite sure I understand that. I know that's been proposed in California, Jennifer.
Yeah.
And I don't, never got anywhere, because I think, isn't it, it's kind of, how do you, you have to get the cartridge first in order to get the serial number,
and
right?
And truly, how hard would it be to file off a serial number one, if you wanted to do something wrong? Number two, how much ammunition is already out there that doesn't have serial numbers on it already?
And number three, that's how they will control guns, is
and that's how they'll control ammunition.
I know, I see.
They
may
not be able to stop you from buying guns, but they will go after the ammunition companies and, you know, stop you from buying ammo.
Why? How does that? How would just follow it through? Because I don't understand how that would work.
Well, I mean, the Second Amendment keeps them from being able to pass laws on gun control, but they could certainly put restrictions on ammunition and try and control the guns from that end of the barrel.
In California, this one will make your head spin, Dougie. In California, they did what was called Gunmageddon, where they actually...
Gunmageddon?
Yeah, they did nine... Gavin Newsom and Jerry Brown passed nine gun laws that restrict primarily ammunition and the types of magazines that you can buy, because California has really strict gun control. And so there was just this movement to get these... from the pro-gun people to get this on the ballot. Well, one of the things I found out is if you were gifted... Like, let's say your grandpa dies and gives you his old weapons or whatever, and you take those in. you have them in there in your house, and they actually have a capacity to hold magazines that are bigger than what's now allowed. You are, by definition, a felon. And if your house burns down, not just if the police come and arrest you and you're a felon and in jail, but if your house burns down, or if you need to look in your homeowner's policy, or if you need to cash in and get insurance money for, like, a disaster at your home, and they find out that you have this in your house, it makes you a felon, and it makes your insurance policy null and void. You won't get any money if your house burns down if you have Grandpa's gun sitting in it. Is that ridiculous?
That is totally ridiculous.
And all right,
while we're talking about laws in California, the new rape law, number 8 on the countdown this week, the state of California, after this creep got out of jail and others haven't gone to jail for their crimes against women. But this is not even strong enough, I don't think. There's no mandatory jail sentence unless the woman is unconscious. Did you rape? I don't.
Well, there's a little bit of gray area with. I mean, yes, obviously we should be tough on sexual crimes, but there's some area where parents of like a 16 or 17 year old girl can go out after their boyfriend's like 18 year olds.
Yeah, rape stuff.
A statutory rape, which is why I think they have to put in this unconscious thing.
Really? Right.
Into the law.
Because that makes a clear-cut victim as opposed to a consenting minor.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess it depends on what you're taught at home as much as anything else, which brings us around to first week of school, something to talk about in the next half hour as we continue to review the hot hits in talk radio this week, 28 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
990-1243.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Okie dokie, we're reviewing here for your listening and dancing pleasure, the top stories and the people in the news this week that are being discussed on your favorite news talk radio stations, just like the ones you're listening to right now. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. I'm looking at some of the names. One of the most fascinating things that happened this week was Mark Zuckerberg visiting the Pope. Nice young Jewish boy to visit the Pope. He was there for participated in a wedding of a friend of his, and then was asked, or he asked if they could go visit the Pope to bring him some piece of, wasn't it some kind of Facebook memorabilia? Didn't he give him something?
It was a model of the Facebook drone that has not
launched
yet.
Oh, the drone!
Yet. Yeah, yes. He gave him a model of it.
The drone. Now, see, this is where gun control
goes. What's the Pope going to do with a model of
with
a drone?
Drone?
I know. It's an odd
hours
gift.
Of fun.
Like he's going to walk around on the floor like a five-year-old and play with it or something.
Yeah. Maybe they are. Maybe, just maybe, he's going to use drones to keep his eye on the priests and the bishops and the cardinals that are in.
Well, instead of the black smoke coming out of the stack, they can just send up a drone that drops a banner and it tells them the next Pope is going to be.
And the winner is.
Right. Yeah, congratulations, exactly. Fred's the new Pope. Hooray!
Well, the Facebook drone that they're trying to launch, I think it's going to either be by the end of this year or early next year. It's an internet drone that will fly over and create a hotspot in areas that don't have internet access. So it's kind of a neat idea. I just don't know how well it's going to work.
I don't either. So we both don't know. How about that?
Yep.
All right, next personality in the news is that creep Chris Brown. I'm going to stop talking now because I don't need to talk. I leave it to Jennifer And Victoria,
you know,
this one.
And Rich, thank you. I'm going to join you over on the bleachers because I want to see what the girls have to say because they are connected to all of this pop culture, and you and I are kind of out of it. But I'm
I'm very much into pop culture.
You're not connected to Chris Brown at all,
well,
old white guy.
Chris Brown, no.
Well, if you missed the story, Chris Brown pulled a gun allegedly on a woman who was a former beauty queen or something, and she came over. She was looking at some diamonds that were brought into the house. Chris Brown pulled a gun on her. She called the police. He got into an 11-hour standoff with the LAPD, and he was dumping like a duffel bag full of drugs and weapons out the window. Now, I'll keep my commentary short and go on to Victoria.
But I mean, what else?
What a dirt bag, number one. And number two, it is a shame that God gives even scummy people talent.
Well, okay, let's play the devil's advocate here. On the videos that he released, he said, every couple months, they find a reason to come after me. It doesn't matter what I do.
You smashed your girlfriend in the face. You know, I'm sorry if that makes you a target, Chris Brown. Ew.
Well, and then he tried to shank Drake in a nightclub.
Yeah.
And then he threw a chair through the Today Show studio. They're not coming after him. He's giving them reasons to come after him.
Well, but he's the victim.
Well, of course he is.
Please.
All right. Speaking of victims, hold on a second. Wait a minute. Let's keep going with this. We can be accused of being racist. We might as well keep going.
No, he's a dirtbag. It doesn't matter.
I got it. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on just a second. We're going to move to one of the items that's always important, the stories that come out of sports talk radio, Major League Baseball, football, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the San Francisco 49ers have a player who shaves his forehead. And there's a nice groom to him. He also is somebody who feels very strongly that he's in a tough position because he's a black guy making $15 million a year.
19,
excuse me.
Yep.
And he's been benched because he really sucks.
Yep.
But they have to pay him because nobody will take him. They've been trying to pawn him off on some other team, and they all laugh and look. What do you mean? We're going to pay this guy that kind of dough? He doesn't do anything. So, but he's good at complaining about the state of the world that he is in, because he's
a genius.
Shape. How is he a genius?
Why Colin Kaepernick realizes that his career is almost over.
Yeah.
So what can I do to bring attention to myself and maybe have somebody feel very strongly about what I have to say and what
or make it impossible for your team to cut you? He's 2 weeks away from being cut. This is him playing the race card to keep his job.
Mm-hmm. Well, they still have to pay him no matter what.
Work.
They have to pay him. So he just warms the bench, but they still have to pay the guy.
Yeah.
They'll adios him. They're not worried about that.
They'll adios him, but they still have to pay him out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No,
they can't not pay him.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, but Jen's right, though. There could be a racial backlash to that, to cutting him now at this point. There definitely someone is going to make it a racial thing that he's being cut because
he's making it a racial thing.
If you look at his stats, there's not much of a question.
I agree. I'm just saying I think Jen's right. I think that someone is going to make this a racial PR thing instead of, no, the guy just isn't as good as the rest
right.
of the team.
Yeah, no, it's possible.
Mm-hmm. His name is Colin, by the way, which you know how to pronounce
Colin,
his name.
Yeah, okay.
Colin.
Not Colin.
It's when
Colin.
We first
Colin.
Started talking about this, Doug goes, who's Colin Copernicus? I'm like, what?
Copernicus.
Colin Copernicus.
Yeah. Colin Copernicus.
You never let me down, right. Doug.
Thank you, Richie. Happy to be of service. Okay, next on the people list is Uma Abedin, who has a wiener for a husband. Her married name is Uma Abedin Wiener, or at least it used to be. Not so fast anymore. I guess third time around is not the charm. And so this, you talk about dirtbag. I don't feel sorry for the guy, but there's really something wrong with him. He should be in an
interview. I actually feel sexually, sorry for him a little.
Okay, not when you post really? Pictures on the internet with your 4-year-old sitting right next to you and they're sexually explicit.
I don't condone that at all.
And they were a year old, by the way.
Now, I mean, having a, you know, a feeling pretty good sitting next to your son taking pictures for some random chick, that's weird. But I really think that he and Uma had an arranged marriage. I think he was sort of stuck in that arranged marriage. She was probably not getting much action. And so, like the high schooler that most men revert to when they're feeling a little frustrated, this was probably an outlet for him to let some of that frustration go.
But how dumb does he have to be to keep going over text message and stuff? Why doesn't he just go to a seedy bar like every other guy in New York City?
Because he would be discovered. I mean, there's no way. The only thing that he could maybe get away with, and that would be questionable, is a call girl. There's no way that he could go to a bar and pick up a chick and not be caught. No way. And meanwhile, Uma, who, if she's so concerned about the kid in this picture, do you think she's
cheating all the time?
Well, no, but it's Anthony Weiner, so it would be bad optics. But
why didn't he change his name?
If you were Uma Abedin and you had your husband sitting in bed with the next to your kid and sending this picture out on the internet, wouldn't you take a day off from work and go be with your child? You would, unless it was part of like a marital arrangement where he got the kid and she got the marriage. What do you think?
Well, how do we know that? I mean, the kid doesn't know anything. So why would you take a day off from work when you just to sit with a child that
you
want to
leave your
kid
with
that doesn't do
with that
you want
to
leave your, I'm not talking about a day off from work. I mean, take the kid on
the campaign
trail.
I would be in the courtroom the next day making sure that he only has supervised visits with my child.
I guarantee you, if I had a crystal ball, I'm gonna channel our friend Victoria Bullis here, and I'm gonna tell you right now that she is not gonna get custody of that kid, even with that picture floating out there. She's going to let him have the kid.
Why full time? Why would she give up her kid?
Because she didn't...
What she's doing is more important to her.
That she had an arranged marriage with Anthony Weiner, and the kid is what Anthony Weiner got from it, and she got the idea that she was married, and she had a politically powerful husband she was married
to. Do yourself a favor, Anthony. Change your last name. Change the last name of the kid.
Very
the kid's not going to have a chance. With that, no, even if you weren't a dirtbag, the kid doesn't have a chance with the last name of Weiner. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a review of the charts for this past week, the week of August 29th to the 2nd of September. Top 10 stories, the passing of Gene Wilder, the deadly Italy earthquake and the recovery thereafter at number 9. The California rape law at number 8, the new one that's been introduced. The hurricanes on the Pacific and the Atlantic. Situation in Chicago at number 6. Number 5, the Iran nuclear deal details emerging. Let's see. Next, the situation with Anthony Weiner and his wife, or former wife, I guess. What's going on, or has gone on, politically in the primaries, the victory of McCain, Rubio, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the trip to Mexico with Donald Trump, and the presidential race. All of those things have been much on people's minds, appropriately so. Therefore, they made the list of the charts for this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, 43 past the hour.
It's fall flooring season. Get incredible deals on the latest trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. We've got 100 new flooring styles, new colors, new textures, even new waterproof floors. Choose from over 60 varieties of North American and European laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from $1.29. Get $1 off Bellawood prefinished hardwood. Save on the hottest styles in vinyl plank, bamboo, and more. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale by Tuesday.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2 volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals $1 off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com.
And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty Points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RaganPoints for details.
The human eye blinks about 17,000 times a day. But here's an eye-opener. You can lose your sight to eye disease if you wait for symptoms before having them checked. Think about this. UV damage is one of the leading contributors to cataracts and macular degeneration. But your eye doctor has solutions to help prevent that. So get your yearly comprehensive eye exam. Go to thinkaboutyoureyes.com to find a doctor near you in the blink of an eye. Brought to you by the American Optometric Association.
It's fall flooring season. Get incredible deals on the latest trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. We've got 100 new flooring styles, new colors, new textures, even new waterproof floors. Choose from over 60 varieties of North American and European laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from 129. Get $1 off Bellawood prefinished hardwood. Save on the hottest styles in vinyl plank, bamboo, and more. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the fall flooring kickoff sale by Tuesday.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
All right, let's see. We're at 46 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer, Victoria, and Rich, overviewing some of the hot stories as the week comes to an end with a review of the people on the list this week, courtesy of the research done at Talkers Magazine. Gene Wilder at number 10, Tim Cook at number 9, Dwayne Wade at number 8, Chris Brown on this list as well. Colin Kaepernick. I never get that name right, but it's okay. Uma Abedin and her husband Anthony Weiner on the list, as are Marco Rubio, John McCain, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Barack Obama is at 3, Hillary Clinton is at 2, and Donald Trump appropriately at number 1 with all the things he was doing this week, where he went, what results he had in that immigration speech, that sort of thing. Unfortunately, Mrs. Clinton, the big focus on her were the 30 more emails that were found about Benghazi. But all of them made for great conversation this week on the Talk Radio Countdown. I suspect this is going to blow up not only at the end of the week, through the week. The only problem is we have Labor Day on Monday, so this may get lost somewhere. I hope it doesn't. It seems that it has been discovered, and I put that in quotation marks, that our country, in negotiating with Iran on the deal, the nuclear deal, made a secret pact to allow Iran to evade restrictions on the agreement in order to meet the deadline for it to start getting relief from the sanctions. I know you'll all find this shocking, because we never would imagine this administration would do anything like that. There's a group in Washington, Richie, is called the Institute for Science and International Security.
Yeah.
And they have leaked this report, which, of course, immediately the administration denied, but which the rest of the countries involved, Russia, China, Britain, France, and Germany, now quietly say, well, we may have made a little bit of a secret arrangement. They don't call it a secret. It was an accommodation. But nobody knew about it. Did you know about it? I didn't know about it. Do you think that we would have gone along with this? This is from that same lie bank that suggested that we sent the $400 million cash over there on the same day that the hostages got. It was only coincidence. That's all. It's just coincidence. So now you find out that there was a secret deal to start to let Iran off the hook. So that they could, ostensibly, what Iran promised, by the way, in return, was to buy 400 planes from Boeing. You give us this right away, and we'll buy those 400 planes from Boeing. And now, the Congress, I don't know if that deal's gone through or not yet, because there were some members of Congress who instituted or started a bill, I don't know where it went, to keep Boeing from selling any planes to the Iranians. So that would, if that gets scuttled, the whole thing that we did was for naught. Nothing. Zero. I mean, and this is the kind of skullduggery. This goes back to leadership. I know I'm occupying everybody's
time. It goes back to legacy is what it's trying to do.
Yeah.
Look, we were able to make deals with this country. We were able to make deals with that country. We were able to release all of these prisoners in the last couple of months. We were able to do the health care thing and building the legacy.
Right. The end. Yeah, so he can have something to put in his library besides blank paper on the wall. So where, by the way, where is he? Probably going to put it in Chicago, right? Isn't he? Did I hear the University
of
Chicago?
Think so, or Hawaii, but probably Chicago.
Chicago. Probably.
He's going to live in Hawaii afterwards?
No.
But that's just where
he lives.
He's
going to live in D.C.
No, I thought his birth certificate said he was born in Guam or someplace. Not Guam, in
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? I thought it was like
Ethiopia.
Yeah,
that's why he goes to Hawaii every year.
No, he was born in Hawaii.
And it was Kenya, Doc.
Kenya.
Kenya.
All right. Thank you. 10 minutes before the hour.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Coast to coast. 55 past the hour, Tech Talk time, and in this moment, time for us to go back over the course of the week for the top five items from technology that have made a difference, at least according to the editors of this segment, editor. Victoria Keelan is here with the her overview of what the top five tech stories are. I, as usual, will offer my help and assistance by becoming the big voiced announcer, starting at number five.
Well, Apple got some bad news. They were hit with a $14.5 billion tax bill from the European Commission this week. Not great news for them. Tim Cook is, of course, planning on his big seminar, which we'll get to later in the countdown. The next big Apple announcement convention is happening soon. But he had to deal with all of this bad news from the EU, and they said it is unpaid taxes to Ireland because they have 6,000 employees in Ireland in their headquarters there. Tim Cook said that they've been there since 1980 and that they fully abide by international and local law and the tax rates and everything else. And he essentially is fighting this process because he said that the tax that they pay, they do pay tax in Ireland, but they pay the majority of their taxes in the United States because that's where all their ideas and research and development comes from. It's all in their California office. And that the majority of the tax is supposed to be paid to the country where the actual value of the product is, which would be in Silicon Valley, where everything is developed and the big brainstorms, everything happens in California. I'm not really sure what they actually do in Ireland. Do you know, Doug?
Well, they just have the, it's a sales and supply depot, in essence, for all of Europe.
So it's not manufacturing, then?
No.
It's not like a factory?
My read is that they will never pay one penny of this. By the time it's all over and the lawyers get done with it, these people are not stupid, and they got plenty of resources. They're not going to pay this. This is basically, you know what this is? This is just like politicians everywhere trying to grab as much money as they can from whatever sources they can. It's just money grab. That's all. And these guys won't stand for it. And you know what? At the end of the day, if they keep pushing it, Apple will move to some other country. That's all.
Yeah.
They'll do the distribution and their service work or whatever it is that they do there. Just do it somewhere else.
And you know, the interesting thing, Ireland pointed out that they're not the ones who are trying to collect this money. It's the European Commission.
Right.
So I'm not really sure how much power they have over that.
All right, number four this week on our list of the top five tech items that were important.
Well, apps like Venmo and Square Cash, of course, apps that you, Doug, use all the time when you go out to dinner with friends.
Rectangular cash is what I use, thank you.
Yes, rectangular cash. Venmo and Square Cash have come under fire recently for not having the most secure apps. Now, these are person-to-person pay apps. So if you're out to dinner, it's sort of the easiest example. If you're out to dinner with a group of friends, one person throws a credit card down, and everyone else sends them a Venmo payment. It's an easy way to basically wire money to someone else without paying for a wire transfer through your bank.
Morons at the restaurant, they can't figure it out themselves, will you?
Well, some restaurants are cracking down on how many credit cards can be used on one bill, so that's another reason why things like Venmo and Square Cash are actually being used more and more.
It's very difficult.
But Google, but I'm saying like some restaurants will say it's maximum of two credit cards per check or whatever.
Yeah.
So Google Wallet has upped their game against Venmo and Square Cash this week, and they are now eliminating the time frame where you can re-up your amount of cash that you have in your Google Wallet from your direct bank account. Google is definitely a lot safer than Venmo and Square Cash and these other apps that are really not supported with a lot of security.
Hustle along here. Number three.
So, more Apple news. September 7th is the big date next week when Apple will unveil whatever it is they are about to unveil. The rumors are still circulating that it will not be an iPhone 7. It will be an iPhone 6 SE with a few updates to some software and some Apple watches.
They're going to unveil Tim Cook naked. That's what will happen. Number two.
And a lot of trend watchers from Google Trends and other sites like that this week officially called time of death on Pokemon Go.
Right.
SurveyMonkey says that since it first launched, it was of course the most successful launch of a video game ever, and it has continued to decline every single week. It's still big in Singapore and Hong Kong and Indonesia, but in America we can pretty much call time of death on Pokemon Go.
Number one this week, technologically speaking.
Instagram. If you look at your Instagram, it looks a lot different, and that is because you can finally zoom in on pictures in Instagram. So we'll see if there's any fallout from this. Just be careful what's in your background, because now everyone can see everything.
Everyone can see everything, and you can hear everything here. All that information that's fit to hear, we've got it. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Stefan 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Stefan when you want. Bookmark the Doug Stefan 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.